Hello, this is Annie Rose featuring another episode of Just Saying. I just really want to thank my listeners and people who are just taking note of my opinions on different matters. This is what this podcast is about. It's about what I think on different things, and I definitely, you know, want to hear your opinions as well. But this is just my basically two cents, so I'm just saying. And today I am very, very upset about the Starbucks arrest that happened here in Philadelphia, 18th and Spruce, on April 12th, which was Thursday. A black man was waiting for a friend, and he was sitting at Starbucks. The manager called the police because the man was not ordering anything. The police came out and arrested him and another person that was sitting with him as well. And while they were being arrested, the friend they were waiting for came and was like, "What's going on?" So there's been a lot of outrage over this. I can't imagine why a dispatch would even send police out for something like that. I mean, what did the man say? He had to say something to get the police out there. Because I can't imagine a dispatch saying, you know, a person saying, "Well, could you arrest this guy? He's not ordering." He had to have said something like he's menacing or he's sitting there or it's something to make this brother look bad. Because calling somebody and saying, "Can you send the police?" because this man is just sitting there ordering nothing does not seem like it's worthy for a police to come out. So, you know, I've been a Starbucks lover for almost 20 years. People would laugh at me. My family knows that's my place. My aunt called it my watering hole. I will not be going back there. I'm tired of these apologies. I really am. I'm tired of, you know, the H&M apology and, "Oh, we didn't know," or, "We didn't understand." I mean, these things, these companies have, you know, special people, PR people, publicists. They have focus groups. They have meetings, corporate meetings, approving these advertisements. So to say that we made a mistake, did nobody in any of these situations question why at H&M they had a young black boy in a hoodie saying, "I'm the head monkey"? I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe that. And my list of stores to boycott is getting longer by the minute. And Starbucks, I mean, that, you never know what the store culture is. I mean, it's one thing to have a public face, and it's another to have, you know, that unspoken corporate rule. So maybe they are told in a roundabout way or a direct way, you know, keep an eye on the black men that come into Starbucks. I don't know. But I'm mad. And I've posted it on my Instagram, which you can happily go to, which is CrazyCatLady50, and see my post. I have nothing to say. I mean, a little boy was shot at because he asked for directions. You know, it just seems like things are coming out, and it's not Trump. People say, "Oh, it's Trump. People getting like this." And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But it's never gone away. Racism, the everyday ugly realities, it's never gone away. So, you know, I just want to express myself. Please, if you have any opinions on the matter, definitely leave me a voicemail. I want to end on a positive note. So I'm going to play some Aretha, because whenever I get down or I'm confused, I put on Aretha and she just takes care of it. So sometimes we just have to say what we feel. So thank you for listening to me. I'm just saying, Annie Rose, peace out.